trying to pick a notable brain and extract a summer mixtape. Yes, indeed. It's one of the things we've been doing here on Summer Breakfast, and it's yielded some beautiful results, some lovely music chosen by well-known Australians that either means summer to them or, you know, evokes a bit of the season. Today, multi-award-winning Australian actor and writer Adam Zwar. Adam Zwar.
No, you're right. The first
person. Hello, Adam.
I'm here.
Oh, why did I doubt myself? Best known for Australian comedy series Lowdown, Wilfred, creating the popular factual series Agony Aunts, Agony Uncles, The Agony of Life, The Agony of Modern Manners. There's so much agony in your life, Adam. You need to adjust this.
Yeah, my song choices reflect that.
Oh, never mind. What does summer mean to you? Are you a beachy kind of person?
No, I've got red hair, so the freckles and everything. Ironically, I grew up in Cairns in far north Queensland. So my mum...
Not so much ironic as unfortunate.
Unfortunate is the word. So I was very looked after with the sunscreen. Mum was quite vigilant. But the beach doesn't reflect me at my best anyway, so I'm happy to stay away.
Now, music and summer, are these things that make easy associations?
Yeah, because you're relaxed. Well, in Australia, you're relaxed. You're not cold. The cricket's on in the background or the foreground. It's, you know, that's what summer means to me. It means catching up on work these days. But in the old days, it was all about cricket, playing cricket, watching cricket, having family around, reflecting on the year and trying to work out what went right, what went wrong, and how you can go.
How not to do that next time.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, cricket, of course, that leads us to your first choice.
Which is Bradman, the Paul Kelly song, which for me, I'm quite a sentimentalist, so it's a wonderful story of a battler who came from the country and took on the world. Paul Kelly is obviously enamoured with Bradman. My favourite part of the song is the bit where he refers to Bodyline and Jardine.
It's a beautiful song too, Paul Kelly's Bradman.
It is.
It's a very sweet song.
It is. It's just, it's a lovely song. And I've been in many Paul Kelly songs. Quite conscious where people yell out for him to play it, but he won't do it. So I don't know what's behind that.
We can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of Adam's summer mixtape choices. Paul Kelly and Bradman.
Summer 1932, and Captain Douglas had a plan. When Law would bolt to Bradman, it was more than man to man. State Adelaide nearly boiled over as rage ruled over, and he always kept them on the ground. Fathers took their sons who never lost the sound of the roar of the grandstand. La 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 la.
Adam Zwar is choosing our summer mixtape this morning. Paul Kelly, Bradman was the first of it. That's a treat, Adam. Thank you for that.
Oh, pleasure.
Now, the next one is far less distinctly Australian, it has to be said.
It reminds me a lot of a certain summer in Australia, and that's the summer of 1992. And I was in Brisbane. I was staying at a mate's house, Jason Gann, who ended up playing Wilfred in the series we made. And this album was all we played. It was REM's Automatic for the People. And it was one of those Brisbane summers in Petrie Terrace. I think I had just probably had my heart broken, and I was just getting over that, and Automatic for the People was helping me out, particularly the song Everybody Hurts.
Well, yes, that's very apt. Let's have a listen to it now. Adam Zwar is playing us his summer mixtape, second track from that, REM, Everybody Hurts.
Day is long and the night is yours alone. When you're sure you've had enough, as everybody cries.
Adam Zwar hurt too. And you remembered that song from that painful time, did you not, Adam?
I did. It was, it's actually even more beautiful than I remember that song.
It is rather, isn't it?
Think of their peak, R.E.M.
In a very long career.
Yeah.
Quite a moment. So, two tracks down. Braddon from Paul Kelly, Everybody Hurts from R.E.M., What could be the third pick?
Yeah, well, it's if you're in the mood for something a little bit more up, then you'll be disappointed. It's it's Back to Black by Amy Winehouse. Now, this was released in 2006, and it was when Amanda Brocci and I were writing Lowdown. So that's why it's kind of stuck in my memory, and we just thought it was such a great album, it was summer, we're in the midst of writing this new TV series, and it's good to have good music playing when you're creating, and I've got to say, I came on to Amy Winehouse very late. I came on around 2006, and towards the end. And already she'd released Frank, which is her debut album, I think, and that was in 2003. Yeah, I mean, I'm always late onto things, but I...
Better late than never.
Exactly. She really did strike a chord with us, and we particularly love this song, Back to Black.
Well, there you go. If you're struggling with a bit of composition yourself right now, maybe this will help. This is one of Adam Zwar's summer mixtape. Adam, thank you for putting this together.
Pleasure. Thank you for asking.
Adam, actor, writer, the man behind Lowdown, behind Wilfred, behind Agony Aunts, Agony Uncles, the agonies of various parties. And he's made a summer mixtape here for us on RN Summer Breakfast, and the third track from that is Amy Winehouse and Back to Black. Summer mixtape there from Adam Zwar, concluding with Amy Winehouse, gloriously enough.